Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is a very special episode called Ask a Millionaire. So this, what you're going to find in these series is a snippet from a live masterclass I did called Ask a Millionaire a few months ago. And what Phil's done is he's gone and grabbed the best parts or some really cool questions that I got asked during that that masterclass, and he's actually splicing down to individual questions for the podcast. So this is a little intro for that. So if you're wondering what's going on with this episode, you're going to hear me get asked a question by someone and the answer to that question. So it's very small snippets, but really, really, really important questions. So I hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you're loving the podcast, feel free to share in your Instagram stories, leave us a 5-star review, and of course, subscribe. And we hope to, you know, we're gonna keep bringing you tons and tons of value. So this particular episode is Ask a Millionaire, and you'll see them rolled out. So here we go, Ask a Millionaire. Enjoy.
Lloyd, what's the word on cryptocurrency? Crypto. Everybody talks about Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Now. Get involved with Bitcoin. So, what are your thoughts on Bitcoin? What do you think? Is it too early? Is it too risky? I don't know. Just go ahead and hit it with that.
Yeah, cool. That's a big topic at the moment, isn't it? So, when you learn the fundamentals of investing in money, you can apply them to any asset, anything. You can. And it just makes your whole world go easier because you know almost immediately what to avoid and what to actually look at more closely. And so I think going back to the fundamentals of investing is really important. How I learned that was I picked up a lot of books and read them, truly. Like, that's how I learned about investing. I didn't learn it at university. I followed Warren Buffett a lot. I read his letters to shareholders. If you go to berkshirehathaway.com and you download all his letters to shareholders over the last, since 1967, I think, 65, I read them all. And it was the best class on investing ever, ever. Can actually buy a book called Letters to Shareholders. Anyway, so I really delved into it. I did a lot of study around it. I read The Intelligent Investor. I read lots of different books over time. I was super curious as to how the share market worked. But on that journey, I just learned that Warren Buffett and many of the other guys that actually buy shares, they're just great investors, which means if they spot an opportunity in real estate, in farming, in business, in whole businesses, in pieces of businesses, which is what stocks are, in certain commodities, in bonds, just opportunities that pop up where you feel that you're getting something for a price that's far below its actual real value. And if you understand those concepts, then when things like Bitcoin pop up, it's very easy to decipher whether that's a great idea or a really bad idea. And if you follow people like Charlie Munger, he's not on any social platforms, he's 97, but he's Warren Buffett's business partner. And those two guys have been around a long time. They're both in their 90s and they have just been around and they've seen everything. They've seen, you know, the dot-com bubble. They've seen the 87 crash. They've seen the Asian stock market crisis. They've seen the GFC from real estate bubbles. You know, they've seen a lot and they've been taught by a lot of great people. And so they're very wise. So I think it's a really good idea to follow them. Factually, Charlie Munger hates Bitcoin and I happen to share his hatred for it. It's not that I dislike the actual digital currency idea. It's not that I dislike the blockchain technology and the balance sheet process that's a lot more effective. And it's not that I even love central banks, you know. I look at it purely from an investment standpoint for my own personal, you know, gain. And that's what I care about the most. I'm like, where can I safely deploy my money to get a sensible return on investment above the market rate, if possible, at a safe, with some safety. Like, because the most important thing with investing is don't lose money. Too many people have this jackpot money mindset. It's everywhere. Jackpot money mindset. A jackpot money mindset is when you, it's like you're trying, you're pulling for the jackpot. You're just looking for this one big win, this big bet. And that's what Bitcoin probably has been for people, is a jackpot. a fast way to make money without doing a lot of work. And that's what's attractive to that particular asset. The problem is Bitcoin doesn't produce an income. Now, if you learn about investing, if something doesn't produce an income, you can't value it. You don't know what it's worth to buy. If I know that I'm going to buy a business for, let's say, $100 and it's going to bring me $20 a year in profit, I know that after 5 years, I've made my investment back, right? There's a payback period. And I feel good about that. I think that's a pretty sensible, you know, opportunity. But in Bitcoin, if I put $30,000 into it today, it doesn't produce any income and I can't value it, I don't know if it's worth $30,000 because I can't determine it based on its future cash flows. I cannot. Which means if I don't know what it's worth, how can I buy it for any price? Even if I was speculating on it and I was wanting to gamble and I had 10% of my portfolio into Bitcoin, I also don't know when I should sell it. A lot of my friends that made money in Bitcoin, I asked them the other day, would you buy, if you, they, you know, I'll do a post about Bitcoin, they'll start hating with the comments. And I asked them, would you buy Bitcoin today? And their answer was a resounding no. But here they are promoting it. I said, when would you buy it? They go, when it drops. I said, when is it going to drop? They go, I don't know. And those are the unknowns that I would want to avoid when it comes to investing. There are so many other great opportunities out there that are sensible, easy to calculate, very low risk, high return, high cash flow that will create freedom and flexibility and wealth for you over time with patience that you don't even need to worry about Bitcoin. So I would say, if you don't need it, just ignore it. It is like toxic. Right. Yeah, that's my position on Bitcoin as an investment. This is forget about the we're going to destroy central banks and da da da. Like that's a, you know, that's a different topic. Does that help? Sure.
It does. Yeah. Thank
you. Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.